Thanks for tuning in to In the News here at GlobalTalkRadio.com. I want to introduce our next guest. She is author Rosemary Stiffen, and her first, well, her debut novel is Walk in Bethel. It's an historical family saga set in the hot, steamy Mississippi Delta, spanning 95 years from about 1893 to 1988. Rose, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you here. Let's jump in. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Now, I'm looking at the cover of your book right now, and right at the top, there's got your name, Rosemary Stiffen, Ph.D. So what's the Ph.D. about?
Well, the Ph.D. is in biochemistry. It has nothing at all to do with the novel.
Okay.
I have a Ph.D. in biochemistry, and I do research, and I also teach.
So what is your novel about?
As you said in the promo, it is about the Steamy Delta. It does span about 95 years, and it is a historical family saga. It deals with the family of the Thompsons and the Suttons and the Poes. So there are three families that somehow are intertwined through history, through events, through family, through blood, through tragedy, through happiness. And so it is a family saga, and it does have a few plot twists along the way.
And how about the characters that are in there? Now, do any of these come from your background or your childhood?
Yes and no, because the names do. I use names that were saved from my childhood, but it is not autobiographical in the sense that it happened to me or to someone I knew. Most of it literally is fictional. But I do try to keep it historically accurate in terms of the details, in terms of what could have happened, but it is fictional.
So what was the impetus for you to sit down and write your first novel?
What was the impetus for the first novel? I was trying to write a short story, and the short story was not coming, and as I was trying to develop the character, I realized that I had a whole novel that dealt with his life, that dealt with his past and dealt with his ancestry. So I developed the novel based on trying to do a short story.
Did it almost seem like the characters came alive and they wrote the story for you?
I think they did write the story for me. And talking to other writers, that seems to be the genesis of most novels and short stories. The characters more or less tell you where they're going to go, what they're going to do, and so you simply put down their story on paper.
Well, so we kind of touched a little bit on this, but maybe you could expand. Is your novel in any way autobiographical?
No, not at all. I am from the Delta, and the novel is set in the Delta. I use names, but the events, no, it is not autobiographical. I do use a little bit of what I know about the South to write it, but nothing in terms of what happened to Rosemary Stiffen, Ph.D.
Now, the controversial part, you do deal with the dreaded N-word. Any trepidations?
No, none whatsoever, because I think that I have no problem with that word. It is part of my history. It is part of the history of the black race. Whether it's seen as a negative or a positive, it literally does exist. And so since I cannot erase history, nor will I try to, I do use it, and I use it in the context in which it was meant to be used. In the South, it was used on a regular basis, and I will dare say that it is still used, whether it is used in a positive or negative sense. It has not been erased from the mindset of many people.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. So who have you found to be your audience so far?
Well, so far, I would say that the audience is mostly women. It's not meant to be a female chick book, but it is. It's not chick lit. It's not for just women, but most women seem to be reading it. It's not going to stop at the racial boundary, meaning that it's not for a black audience, but it is for anyone who has a sense of history.
And when was your book first published? How long has it been out?
It's been out only a few months, and I have done a few sales on my own, pushing it. So it came out in March of this year, and I've sold already, and it's probably not a lot, but I've sold over 200 copies.
Oh, well, congratulations. Now,
Thank you.
I actually see your books at Barnes & Noble. Where's the, I don't know, do you have your own website, or where's the best place for people to find you and your book?
I am developing my website, but the best place to get it is through Amazon.com. It is available online, Amazon.com, and I am also working on getting it on Kindle or Nook, but right now it is not an electronic book. I really do want it to be a hard copy for right now because I still like that textile feel, but I know that technology demands that I get it on the Nook or the Kindle, and I'm working on doing both.
Fantastic. Well, oh, and before I let you go, are there plans for anything else on the table that you're writing?
Well, I am writing another novel. It is called Reflections. It is not a sequel to Walk in Bethel. Walk in Bethel is book one, book two, book three, set in one entire tome. So I have not been working on a sequel to Walk in Bethel, but I have been asked by many people, will I write a sequel to Walk in Bethel? And so now that's getting my creative juices flowing to consider that. But I am editing my second novel called Reflections, and I'm almost finished with that, and I'm hoping to get it published within the next 6 to 8 months.
Wow, exciting times for you. We've been speaking with Rosemary Stiffen. She is the author of Walk in Bethel. You can find her at Amazon.com. Rosemary, thanks very much for being part of our program, and good luck with both this and Reflections.
Well, thank you so much, and I do hope that people will consider checking out the novel. I think it is a book to be read. It is available at Amazon.com, and I look forward to meeting some of the people who have listened to this. So if they have a way of contacting me through your station, I'll be happy to talk to them or email them. Thank you so much.